What up, everybody? It's your mind, Doodle Stein, Jazz Mooney mind. That is Jazz Mooney.
And it's your girl, Sangronix.
And I'm here too, Zidali de la Lune, aka Jamo.
And you're listening to Queered Wellness.
Slide on through, fam.
Muchas gracias a todos out there for tuning in to Queered Wellness Podcast, where queerdos like us get together in hopes of building community by sharing stories and tips on what's worked and what has not worked in terms of mental, physical, and spiritual wellness. And for those of you who are unaware, you can become a sugar lover and become a monthly subscriber. Just click the link in the bio. We will send you a whole bunch of goodies and just come through with all that love and money.
Welcome back, everybody. Holy motherfucking shit balls. It's the fifth episode, and I'm so glad you're with us today because we have a special guest once again. One of my favoritest people. I feel like I'm gonna say that about everybody on this podcast, but it's true. I love all y'all. Anyway, Cochina Weena, Cochini Weenie, aka Cochina Baby, if you're trying to hit up that OnlyFans though. But yeah, so let's get this party started. Let's get ready to rumble.
Question
of a day.
What
is it? It is the question. Bring it back.
What you finna
what it
ask
is,
me?
Y'all? What it is,
a
y'all? It is the question. What you finna
question.
Ask me?
What you finna question.
Ask me? Ask
I
me.
I got the answer.
I got the question. If you could give a piece of advice to our listeners on how to make a healthy relationship last, what would it be?
Go. What's up? My name is Jeffy, aka Cochina Baby.
Cochina Baby.
Nasty.
Nasty.
Go check me out on Only Pounds.
Fans only.
Fans only.
Only pants.
Pants off. Dance off. Sorry. As you were saying, Cochina?
Yes, my pronouns are they, them. I am a strong, independent, Afro-Mexican-nix. And I would love to answer your question of the day.
Go ahead and answer the question of the day.
Tell us. The question was...
Oh, if you could give advice to our listeners, one thing that you think would make a healthy relationship last.
Yeah. Personally, for me, I would say honesty.
Mm. Honesty.
I have been in several relationships, mostly with cishet straight men or bicurious men.
What about the bi men who was hella sexy?
The bi men, even the bi men's, the okay. Bi men's. Mm. They
vitamins.
The vitamins. yeah, those men. They have all lied to me.
Ooh.
In every relationship. Granted, I feel like I do attract the toxic men's in my life, I guess. And I've never really had a honest relationship, and I feel like that's important. And lack of honesty makes, personally for me, not to want to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, question though. Uh-huh. So do you think that omitting some truth is actually a lie? Right? Because there's some things that we need to know and there's some things we don't need to know.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, example, my ex shouldn't have told me that he was still madly in love with his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
should we all together?
Yeah, I feel like
we were balls deep in the relationship.
And then he told you?
Oh, no.
Oh, I would find out on his Instagram. I'd be like, bitch, what the fuck is this?
Bitch, what the fuck?
No. Yeah.
No, that's a no for me, dog.
That's a hell no. Nah.
That's a hell no for me, dog.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so honesty. Brutal honesty, even?
I just feel like honesty as in, let's say y'all are dating, right? And
how far me along? And Jasmine?
Yeah. How far along?
And Olivia.
This thruple that y'all have been dating. And I don't know, like, you want something serious, or maybe you don't. You want to see where that's at. You want to communicate and be honest about your feelings and your intentions. You don't want to...
Ooh, intentions part.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to... My thing is that I hate feeling like I can't ask, what are we? Like, I hate...
And people being weird and getting uncomfortable and shit.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, like...
Right? We don't got time to waste out here,
no,
bro.
Straight
to
the point. Straight to the point. And so,
you gonna have my babies?
You gonna be my baby daddy mama?
Or not?
It's just like, yeah, what are your intentions? Because, you know, you can get strung along, and then it hurts more the farther strung along you get. Like, you can say, let's say, like, you're 4, 5 months, even 6 months into the relationship, and you don't know if you want something serious, or, like, you want something serious, but, like, this person made it seem like you want something serious.
And that's time invested. You don't get that shit back.
Exactly.
And time is money, man.
But if you had a really good time with them.
A really good time with them?
If that's what your intention was, then fine.
Could you say it's wasted time? But, like, what if you guys had good times?
It's like a lesson learned. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, now you know, right? For next time.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, too, is that, like, I just have a bad track record with being in toxic relationships. So, and I'm just speaking from my own hurt and traumas, but it's, I've been in situations where I was fully invested with someone for like 3 months, and it was just like the first 3 months we were together longer, but those first 3 months were really rocky, and I was the only person, I was only sleeping with them, and they lied and said that they were sleeping with just me. Turns out they were sleeping with three other people.
Okay, so that's a straight up lie.
Exactly.
I don't fuck with that. That's,
you know what I'm
that's
saying?
When you gotta go.
And like, or just
I don't
like
fuck with no lies.
You know, like not being honest and straightforward. If like their intentions were, hey, I'm just looking for some fun and I enjoy your company. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Then fine. I know what
transparency.
Exactly. I know what guard to keep up or put my guard down. And I just don't have my heart broken. Because I'm such a Libra, and I, like, fall in love every 5 seconds. Like,
yeah, also, your heart breaking hurts.
It hurts.
You know?
It definitely
hurts. It, like, almost takes your breath away, honestly.
Oh, you're like, my breath away.
My it's heart hurts.
Pain. It's,
yeah.
It's,
dude, it's like, you can't eat.
It hurts. Like, when my...
Or you eat too much. Sorry.
No, it's okay. When my ex left me for cocaine and a white bitch and stole my car, that was the worst.
Oh, I remember that.
That was the worst heartbreak ever.
Fuck that little meerkat.
Literally, he looks like Zabumba Foom. Like, that shit.
All right.
Like, it was an intense heartbreak. Like, we're, you know... You either ate too much, like you said, or were eating too little. Like, but for me, I was snorting shit up my nose and drinking my body weight.
Oof.
And, like, you know,
booze. I think I was right there next to you, honestly. Yeah. I remember that shit. Wow. Yeah, I agree. Honesty, for sure.
It just, I think it can save both parties, honestly. Even if you're the asshole lying, I feel like you could save, like, you could really benefit from not lying because it won't make you look like a piece of shit, you know? Or, it, like, or... Attract
just
that
like
bad
grow
karma.
Up.
Yeah, I mean,
just don't lie. If this is who you are, this is who you are.
Right.
But like, be proud.
Be proud.
Con ganas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, say what
be
you
a
are.
Proud, be proud, asshole.
Yeah. Be a proud fuckboy.
Exactly. I would have more respect for like a an honest fuckboy.
For real,
boy.
Be like, damn, you got some fucking game then, because you fuck
right
boy,
here.
And you're still getting them. Do not.
Right. What?
You're a fuckboy?
I'm an honest fuckboy, kind of.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
No, and I think I've stepped out of my fuckboy phase, but...
But when you were in your fuckboy phase...
I was honest.
Exactly, and I respect that.
Thank you. Olivia?
It ain't tricking if you got it, baby.
Tell him.
Mine is comunicación.
Yes, absolutely.
Which also goes into the honesty thing because, yeah, time and energy is very sacred and nobody should be wasting that for anybody. So the best you can, just fucking talk about it. If something's bugging you, talk about it. If you're sad, talk about it. Even if you
no
feel like...
No passive aggressiveness.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
we
Lord.
Don't have time for that.
Don't project onto others. Yeah.
That shit literally gives me diarrhea. Like, I cannot.
I have projection projectile.
I know.
You hear me? Come and arc me ours.
I have... I come from double P. I have the double P's.
That's a kind of laxative I don't like.
Bitch. Pee-pee leave. Okay. No.
Okay. All right, we're going to cut. Back to Olivia.
But yeah, communication. I feel like it's really especially important to kind of push to communicate, because communication can be hard. Speaking from experience, being vulnerable is hard, and talking about your own pain is really hard. So, but like, that's the shit that's gonna help you grow. It's gonna help you like be aligned with people who fuck with you because you're communicating and you're being honest. And yeah, communicate.
Yay!
Say it. Say it out loud. Say it with
you. C-O-M-M-U-N-I-C-A-T-E. Communicate. I tried. I ain't no cheerleader.
That was good.
Thank you.
I loved it.
Thank you.
Dang.
Right.
All right.
What about you?
Toodaloo.
Who, me? Okay.
Yes, fuckboy.
Yeah, so definitely communication, open, honest community, communication. But I think what people forget is the fact that part of communication, and a big part of communication, is reciprocation and comprehension and actually listening, right? Because we can talk all we want, but a lot of times people only listen to respond.
I listen right. more than I talk.
What I've noticed too is like people hear what they want to hear.
Selective hearing.
And the selective hearing part only happens because you're waiting to respond and get your words in. You're not actually sitting with what your partner is trying to communicate with
you. And you're assuming and sitting in expectations, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's what And sometimes, honestly, sometimes it's better just to not respond in the moment and say, okay, I hear you. Let me think about this, right? So not just communication, but like reciprocation of communication and time spent alone. Like, don't be up each other's assholes literally all the time. Like, and that's a weird thing, too, with like being with other women. It's like, it's hard to separate like the two, right? Because like a lot of heterosexual relationships, right? It's like, oh, Saturdays are for the boys, you know what I'm saying? And then like,
the ladies have ladies night,
right? But like, it's really hard when you're both like equally awesome and you both do the same shit. So it's very important to like set time apart, not just for yourself, but yourself with your homies.
Mm-hmm. Don't leave your homies hanging.
Also, like, hell no. With the having your own space, is that red flags for me, because this is from trial and error, is that especially my last relationship, that fool really didn't have friends, and it should have been a sign, like,
a red flag
that like, oh, this person burns bridges, do you know what I'm
saying?
And so like I looked at, oh, he wants to spend time with me because he loves me, and it's like, no, because he wants to affect your life. But like,
he's a leech.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so you develop this codependency where it's like, I can't live without you, or I just, you know, I need you constantly around me.
And then that turns into a tool of manipulation,
exactly.
right? Because then you feel bad.
Exactly.
And you feel like you need to help them because obviously you care for the person.
Right.
But
really,
no,
you're
don't.
Not, you're not fucking
don't,
responsibility.
You're not a Captain Save-A-Ho.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like,
I am, though.
Oh, God.
Sometimes.
No, if you sign yourself up for that, that's on you.
I don't. I accidentally fall into the barrel.
Accidentally smack smashmentally. Okay.
Anyway. Hey, I don't do that no more.
You're like self-growth.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, Jarm. Yar tarn.
Thank yar.
Yar yar tarn.
Okay.
Right.
Welcome to my world.
I would have to say understanding. Being understanding of someone and who they are. And respecting them for who they are and not trying to change them. And pretty much just being open-minded with the person that you're getting into a relationship with. Because a lot of the times, you, like you said, the selective hearing, it's like the selective viewing of someone too, how you view them. It's like you kind of fall in love with the idea of them.
Ooh, that part.
But in reality, you don't really, like, that's a lot of things they do or whatever, it's not what you agree with. Like,
right.
You look at it, you're like, oh my God, yeah. But then when it's happening to you, it's like, wait, what? And then they try to manipulate you into feeling bad about being who you really are. So it's just really frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to take them for, like,
the good and the bad and not fall in love with this idea, this fictional character that you essentially make in your head.
Yeah.
Oh, like, oh, but they'll change. They'll change.
Yeah.
Or I can make them change.
Right. Like, yeah. You are, like, you can't make someone change. And that was one thing that I will say that my ex had said to me that really resonated with me. It, like, after, when we were breaking up, he's like, I don't want to change. I want to be a piece of shit 20-something-year-old. I want to do drugs. I want to do this and that. And at the time, I was like, damn, I really thought we were both healing and shit. But really, like...
It was just you trying.
Good for him, though, for being straight up and being, like, totally honest.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, it was intense. And I, like, look back on it now that I'm just like, I'm really glad that at least... That was the most honest thing that he could have said.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. even if it meant, like, the end of the relationship. And, yeah, you can't change
that. Sometimes you gotta free your
arms. That was a little breakthrough for him.
So that you can get something new. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, exactly.
Yes.
But, yeah, open mind.
All right. That's me, y'all.
Beautiful.
Gang.
And scene.
So, Jeffy, welcome. How are you feeling today?
Jeffy.
I'm feeling great. Very relaxed. Did a lot of self-care. Started my day by going to Get Bent, which is a black-owned gym right near where Quilombo used to be at. It's on San Pablo.
Okay.
Get Bent!
Yeah.
That's where you saw Marshall Mathers?
Yes. my homie, Maria, you should follow her Instagram, Maria Muscles.
Put him on.
Maria Muscles. On IG. She is Filipina.
Okay.
And she's amazing. She has been kicking my ass at Get Bent.
Is she a personal trainer?
Yeah.
Oh, and for sure.
She's a powerlifter too, right?
Yeah, she powerlifts. Ooh. And then the owners of Get Bent are Palila and Jason. And they are amazing. Their space is amazing. And it's very queer, black, brown, friendly, which I
Those are all of my favorite things.
Right?
Yes. seriously, though.
So check them out on Instagram, Get Bent. And so I started my day with that, you know, getting swole. Getting swole, nice and toit.
What is it, GTL?
What?
Gym tan laundry?
I've never heard of that.
Jersey Shore.
Never heard of him.
Oh my god.
My goal is to destroy men with my thighs.
Mm-hmm.
Ow!
And,
amen.
Crush him.
So I'm getting there. And then I went to Piedmont Springs.
And yes, I want to go.
Soaked naked in the tub.
That's honey.
And I listened to, I don't know, music. I'm trying to remember. I don't even know what the fuck I listened to. No, I was listening to Kim Dracula's version of Paparazzi because that gets me.
Kim Dracula?
Yeah, check them out. Kim Dracula.
Okay.
Paparazzi, they did their own...
Paparazzi?
Oh, no, it's, like, fucking... It's nasty. It's a nasty version.
Okay.
It's so good. So I listened to that while I was soaking at Piedmont Springs.
Sounds like a fucking party.
Party, and I got massaged, and it felt...
Oh, my
God. Was one with myself. I felt so at ease with my... self, I guess. I also got my third eye massaged, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Dude, I love that, actually. Dude, when other people do that to me, I'm yours forevermore.
Right.
We can trade.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Later.
All right.
It was
cool.
It was really nice. So that's what I did, and then I went back home and watched Riverdale. And now I'm here.
Yeah! We're talking 2020.
That's the vibe. That's the vibe.
Okay, let's talk,
Wait, can you go into, like, your fitness journey and, like, that connection that you have, like, what that relationship, basically, that you have with fitness?
Yeah, so, like...
Especially at this gym, if that has any kind of impact on you.
It's actually, well, it's been really positive, like, when I, during this pandemic, this whole fucking year... it was an emotional roller coaster for several reasons, and I decided to get sober during this time.
Oh, shit! Yeah. Sober life!
Join the club!
Gang!
I was doing it, but not working out, so I was just being miserable because I was sober, because honestly...
Sitting in that
shit.
Right!
You're sitting in your pain, and you're like, okay, I'm doing this, like, sober. I'm failing things sober. So I hit up my homie Maria, and we started doing workouts in her backyard, and she was kicking my ass, and then we moved that and went to Get Bent, and it's just, like, the process was really hard because I was used to working 8 to 10 hours on my feet and then going to the gym. Oof, so you build up this weird stamina that you don't realize, and now not working those hours or not really working at all, and then trying to stay active, you realize that your body is just not as in tuned as it needs to be. So, like, I just was not being familiar with my body anymore. And so, it was really hard. There were some things that I couldn't do that I thought I could, and I was beating myself up for it. And, you know, I think what I learned, too, was how to be gentle with myself.
That's really nice. I'm not gentle with myself.
Me either.
Yeah. I be pushing my shit to the limit.
Really upset when you can't go as far.
Right. Like, there's times mentally where I wanted to start crying, and I was just... And luckily, like, you know, my homie Maria, she has really, like... She's just been like, it's okay. Like, you're gonna get it. Or she just gave me really positive feedback.
Very affirming.
Yeah. And then, like, when I go to Get Bent, like, Jason and Palila, they're just like, good job. Like, you know, just being really awesome.
And you're like, yeah!
Yeah!
Butt snack! Yeah! Fucking lit!
Should we do a chest bump, you know? Oh, yeah.
Good day, bro!
And so, it started... It's... I don't even know how long I've been doing this. I think I've been doing this for, I want to say... Since, I want to say, about November.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Yeah.
So, oh, that's steady.
Yeah. So, since, like, November. And it's just been really, really good. My goal is to really be able to, like, power lift and just do things.
Dude. Yeah. You were about to be that butt. Oh, my God. That ass is about to be out of this universe.
People are
gonna think, I don't know if y'all know who this person is, but that ass... Out this world.
Say it with me, y'all. Dead ass.
Dead okay, dead wait. Ass. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Dead ass. Yes. That's awesome, though. And, like, I'll bet that you, like, feel good, right? I was going to say, it's not like, I don't know, because, like, working out and being physical, like, people don't realize this, but you can actually do it anywhere. Yeah. And it's hard, like, to get out of your mindset of, like, I don't want to do anything.
I need clothes. Once, I need shoot, like, all this.
Yeah.
I need this.
And but, like, once you actually just get out there and do it, like, whether you push yourself and you just, like, perform at the best you possibly can, or if you are just literally physically active, like, you just feel a lot better. Oh. I know I do.
Movement, baby.
Definitely. Yeah, I was getting a lot of anxiety from not being as, you know, out active, you know, because, you know, we're told to stay inside and stuff. So I was kind of getting, like, a little agoraphobic.
Like, what is that? Agoraphobic?
Agoraphobic is where you are, it's a phobia where you have a fear of going outside.
Agoraphobic.
Yeah, I was starting to get, like, a little, like, just slightly, like, I would, every time I would walk out, I would get, like, really bad anxiety, even just going to, like, the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Like, social anxiety or, like, in general anxiety? Yeah, I would.
Just, like, I'm gonna catch COVID and die anxiety?
No, like, anything could happen.
Anything could happen. I would get, like, weird body feelings. Like, I'd feel like I'd piss my pants.
Oh, my God, same! Yeah.
We're the same person.
Dude, we are!
Wait, that's what?
Yeah.
The only time I've ever felt that was on psychedelics. Are you guys taking psychedelics?
Probably. Not now.
This is so good.
We're on okay K right now.
Oh, no.
Indica cocaine.
Yeah.
So, like,
wow, that's interesting, though.
It was just really, like, hard because, you know me, like, before this shit, I was out fucking acting a clown, and I loved it. And, like, being social. Then
running these streets.
Literally, I was, like, the mayor.
But, make my own rules. Call me the mayor.
You know? And so, like, it was just, yeah, it was hard, that contrast of being a social butterfly to now being like, oh shit, if I go outside, anything can happen. I can get hit by a car. I don't know, someone could punch me in the face, or I could piss my pants. Like, you know, just
oh my God, you hit me. Yeah.
You
damn.
Know, or I can get COVID. Like, yeah. You know, you just don't know. And so, it, I don't know, like, now that I've been at least doing this normal routine, which feels normal, it's made, like, walking my dog for extended periods of time better, going to different neighborhoods in Oakland and, like, you know, walking my dog and just walking around and, like, feeling less, like, anxious, like, you know.
Like, trapped, yeah. I guess.
Right, exactly. Granted, though, ooh, like, I did have one reason to feel, like, fearful. I was literally walking Claude, like, last month around my block, and some fool tried to snatch me, and I was like,
what? Some fool tried to snatch you?
In front of a church. Like, I was like, what?
Snatching for the Lord.
And this is why we have agoraphobia.
I was like, ah, I'm never leaving my house ever again.
Damn.
Granted, though, I could have totally taken this guy, but, like, I didn't, like, want to.
Yeah. You're a lover, not a fighter.
Be, like, put in that position.
On. I have to watch the rest of my season when I get home. I have things to do.
Exactly. Like, and then my dog's right there, my child. Like, you know, I don't want him to see this. Like, see this happening to his mother.
That's scary. I'm glad you're okay.
Me too.
Thank you. It's apparently, it's been going around, like, it's for a while, actually, like, black girls, black women, black femmes have been snatched up, especially in the Bay Area.
And bruh, that's scary.
No one talks about it.
That is so scary.
You know?
There's not any, like, page or anything on Instagram, or...
I mean, it's, like, it's talked about, like, through Instagram or, like, maybe Twitter and stuff like that, but as far as, like, mainstream media...
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah, no, 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 yeah, right.
You only hear what they want you to hear.
Exactly.
COVID, that's all they want you to hear.
Right? COVID and fucking...
Insurrection!
What happened to anthrax?
Right.
They sent it. They sent it over to what's the name in the mail. He thought it was cocaine. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you remember when all we had to worry about was, like, mad cow disease and shit God. Like that?
Yeah. Do you remember?
Like Y2K.
Ebola. You guys remember that?
Ebola?
The commercial?
Ebola.
Ebola?
Oh. No, Ricola was a commercial, yeah. But when it came out, I remember, I think I was in high school, and we were just... We didn't take it seriously. We did whatever the hell we wanted to do. Nobody had stayed inside, but we would run outside and say, Ebola!
Oh,
like,
high school.
We were fucking assholes.
Yeah,
dude,
definitely.
Dude, I miss
so.
That. I miss being an asshole and, like, having side bangs. I'll be the first one.
Straight side bangs.
Straight side bangs. My shit was fried as fuck, wearing headbands. And just, like, you know, listening to whiny white boys scream.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Ew.
So, how was the rest of your 2020? So, like, would you say fitness is, like, a highlight? Do you have any other, like,
oh yeah,
up and down moments? Besides the whole year?
Down moments?
Well, what about, like, when it... Well, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I want to know, like, when it first hit.
Oh, the panty?
Yeah,
the pan dulce.
This fucking Panic at the Disco?
Yeah.
The panorama?
The panini press.
The Panera bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
The pan cake.
Yes!
Okay.
The Corona pancake.
The 2020 pancake.
I'm going to say something sad, but I can't be sad now.
Be sad. Pancakes.
Sad pancakes.
Cry. Pancakes or sad pancakes.
So the panic hits. Where you at? What are you doing?
So it was crazy because I remember, like, the beginning of 2020. I still remember who I brought 2020 with. He was actually on your... podcast.
Aw, yay,
Chris. Oh, Christopher Martinez.
I was dressed up like Lil' Kim. Ew. And I was
titty
doing,
out?
Titty, everything out, and I was doing a bump in, like, this bathroom at Joffrey's for...
I,
like,
was supposed to be there with y'all.
Yeah, you
y'all
were.
Y'all called me hella times.
It was hella gay and hella cute.
I
fell asleep or
went.
Some shit?
Yeah, I fell asleep to fucking Steve Harvey getting mad. Fucking NFL, drunk NFL player, like, broke a Lego making of him. Anyway... That's why I remember that.
Yeah, I remember you were supposed to be there, and it was supposed to be fucking great, and here I am with Chris doing, and I'm, like, literally peeing and doing a bump at the same time. It's called multitasking. Right? Everyone should do
You're
it.
You're talented.
And I was just, like, thinking, yeah, this is gonna be my year, you know? And just thinking, like, I'm, like, it's gonna be amazing and all this shit. And, you know, so I'm going back and, like, really feeling great about, you know, 2020 and doing all this G shit. And then, like, I remember my mom gave me a call and she was like, Mija, I've been watching on the news that there's this thing in China, like, called the coronavirus. And I was like, man, fuck that shit. It's not going to get over here. Like, whatever. You're just being paranoid. And like a month later, like fucking shit happens. And I was getting a pedicure, you know, self-care. And I was getting ready for work. And they're like, nah, dude, we closed the doors. Like, you're out of a job. And I was like, are you fucking kidding
me? Did it happen just like that? Like fast? Like Drake's? You were like, at Drake's, right?
I was at Drake's. And like, I heard about this shit happening, but we didn't really think that it was going to be that bad. We just thought that it was like, oh, it's going to be this weird wave that's going to hit, and then it's going to be done and over with. So, like, I was picking up extra shifts, so in case we did have to close, there was still, like, some uncertainty. And I remember the stay-at-home order in San Francisco extended over here to Oakland, and literally I get a phone call from my boss, and he was like, yeah, I had to close the door, so you're out of a job. I was like, cool. Like, okay. I was like, so.
Did they have all you guys together and like at least tell you like here's an unemployment packet?
Nope.
Like,
absolutely not. Ooh, they did us very dirty.
They fucked up. Very bad. Y'all need to come together.
Yeah, we like it was just everything up in the air. They were like, file for unemployment like the next day, and I was like, but I'm gonna have my job back by the end of the month, right? Like, I was still under the impression I was gonna have a job. And then, so, when it first hit, I was still, like, in denial, you know?
Yeah, right? Oh, this will be over in April, at least.
Exactly. And then, you know, I just really wasn't taking it that serious because I didn't think that it was going to be that serious. And then, a few weeks later, I found out my uncle died.
Of COVID?
Oh, that was the thing, though. So, this was still up in the air. The tests were very inaccurate. The first tests were very bad.
Yeah.
My uncle, I swear on my life that I know my uncle died of COVID because he had just came back from Arkansas. He was a diabetic and he had all these pre-existing conditions that made him immunocompromised. And they told him he had the flu. My uncle had the flu several times and survived. Shit.
Yeah.
But they said, oh, you have the flu and pneumonia, but they wouldn't go inside his room and talk to him.
Oh.
They had to do things like in a different way. So we know.
Oh, so they kind of knew?
They knew. And then they took him off the ventilators. Like, he had to be on a ventilator. Like, he had literally every symptom of COVID. But, again, the tests were so inaccurate in the beginning.
Damn. You know, this was
literally the beginning when
Chicago?
This is in Chicago.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, this is when all the hospitals were extremely full and they were having to pick and choose who to give ventilators to.
So was anybody able to visit him at all? Or okay, so they knew, like, nope, nobody's allowed in.
Exactly.
Fuck, that's fucked up.
It was real. So that was probably the worst pain of 2020 ever.
That was like your wake-up call, you think?
It was definitely my wake-up call to the seriousness of it. And I think that's what also started the paranoia of everything, because I was like really scared to leave the house at that point, and I, like, was going through my own shit, like, fuck, should I have went to Chicago for his funeral? Like, even going to a funeral, I was like, what if I get it? Like, you know, you just
don't. Dude, that is the tough part, too.
It was really hard in the beginning, because you didn't know what the fuck you could do. Could you even walk down the street and fucking, like, fart? Like, you don't know.
Yeah, dude. Like, and, like, that's the thing, too, that's been really tough about the whole pandemic shit is, like, humans, like, we need closure, right? We need ritual. And ritualistically, when somebody dies, we have the wake, we have the funeral, you know, the celebration of life.
Ceremony.
Like, we need to have that.
Yeah.
And a lot of motherfuckers out here did not get that. And so there's still this sense of lack of closure, right? And and grieving in general is already something that nobody's used to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, this whole sense of grief, right? Not only are we grieving people that we've lost and we'll never see again, but we're grieving our jobs, we're grieving our friends, we're grieving our Friday nights, our Saturday, you know? Like, it's crazy. So, like, bruh, the shit's tough.
It's been a long process of grief because, like, yeah, I couldn't say goodbye to someone important to me. I couldn't be there with my family when they had his service, and there was only like a couple of family members too, and I have a big ass family in Chicago, so like it was just really hard for that. And then also dealing with toxic roommates that I was dealing with during
and
the
pandemic. Supposed to be your sacred space.
Exactly. So my home didn't feel safe, and it was a lot going on, so just really trying to I was trying to process everything, and I couldn't. And so, I definitely lost my mind, and, that whole path was just really dark, and there were some times in between, even in summer, where it was just really intense, and I had to go pack up my uncle's belongings. I ended up going to Chicago, but months after his funeral, and dealt with that, and that was still really, it felt like, honestly, like this really weird nightmare. It felt like assimilation, I guess, like something out of the Matrix. I was just waiting for this glitch.
I still feel like that.
Right?
Yeah. You
know? Like, I'm like, yeah. I'm like,
okay,
Sims,
when
like,
I'm about to leave this Matrix.
I feel like that, yeah, every day.
You know? So it's like, real. It was, it's still really hard to process. So, like, dealing with that and taking care of what I need to take care of, and I'm still not even taking care of what I need to take care of. I kind of just, like, was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, so I'm just gonna do what makes me happy, and then that's why I picked up working out.
Yes, bitch! Go ahead!
That's a good thing to pick up.
Right? And then, like, you know, so, like...
Better than a key and a little baggie.
Right? Like, I've saved so much money switching from not doing cocaine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, dude! Sounds like an insurance commercial. Oh, let's go! I saved so much money by switching over to lifting.
Yeah. And, you know, and also I think too, with the boundaries that I've learned for myself is I've had to cut a lot of toxic people out of my life during the 20, like during
the year.
That's
what's so good about 2022. That happened so much.
You just cut out, you realize.
And you almost didn't even need to do it because like the pandemic just cut motherfuckers out.
Exactly. And then you just kind of, for me, I could see people's true colors and intentions. When you really subtract the fact that, hey, I'm forced out of a job, forced out of, like, a routine now, so I have to really just look at reality.
For what it is.
For what it is. Mm-hmm. And all the smoke and mirrors are gone.
Exactly, no.
Ooh, and we're kind of forced out of our party scene, right? Because, like, how many of us got together just to drink, just to do some lines, and talk till 6 in the morning? Right?
Or not.
But can you talk sober to each other?
Right. And, and so I realized that a lot of people in my life, that I was living with, friends, even family members, were fucking toxic, and I, now that I'm sober and I'm just seeing things for what it is, I don't have to put up with that bullshit. I don't have to put up with people's
You do not, because this is your world, everybody else just living
here. Right? And it's like, and if you don't like me, then that's cool. Like, you know, we don't have to fuck with each other. That's, like, better that way, you know? Like, because why go out of your way to put your energy into someone that you don't want to fuck with?
True.
So,
well, honey.
So, boundaries and sobriety, like, you know, trying to be, like, clean living.
Rid yourself from that negative, toxic energy.
Purge.
That, what is it? It's...
What are you talking about?
It's an adjective. Stale.
What? What was the sentence? Use it again in the sentence.
Negative, stale, toxic energy.
Negative, stale.
Stale energy. Stale.
I heard sterile.
Now it is. I have sterilized my energy.
Damn. That's good, though.
Yeah.
So you've been working out since November?
I'm trying to think what the fuck. Yeah, I started diddling with it in, like, October. Mm-hmm. And it's so, okay, so I was being such a fucking, like, drama queen because I was like, if this pandemic, like, is till Libra season, I'm just gonna, like,
be a badass bitch when it's my birthday.
I'm gonna lose my fucking mind. You know, like, I love throwing parties and I love, like, being around friends. So, like, taking Libra out of that surrounding, I was like, oh, fuck, like, this is gonna be really rough. So having my first panty, like, or birthday panty was interesting, and then that's when I was like, I gotta get serious. I gotta get serious. What the fuck does this bitch wanna do?
Yeah.
And, so, yeah, like, probably, like, the end of October, early November.
So, are you back at Drake's now, or
hell,
what are you doing?
No.
You just like, fuck that shit.
They never called me back for the job. They picked like a few people, a few of their favorites, I guess. Which it, I don't know. I mean, I could talk all this shit, so, but honestly, fuck that place.
Are you fuck this job?
Fuck this job. Fuck your couch. Fuck.
Are you OnlyFansing it?
I'm doing OnlyFans. Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, not as like diligently. I'm still trying to like fill it out. You know, trying to find my niche. Like,
yeah.
You know, what should I just do the full Monty and just shove shit up my holes, or should I do some fetishy shit? like
mm-hmm. I love your dress, like I like your photo shoot that you were like wearing wigs and you were oh, yeah, I was like, oh, fulfill that fantasy, please.
Yes. I mean, I want to do more of it. It's like I have to be creative now, which I mean, I didn't really have a problem with it, but just like setting up these scenes, you know,
yeah,
that you want. And then also too, like it's so oversaturated OnlyFans with like skinny white girls. You know, yeah. So it's just...
That's not my type.
But it's, like, that's where the market's at. It's, like, you, like, what is really lucrative is, like, it tracks, like, the skinny white girls or, like, the thin bitches out there that mm-hmm. really, like, they get more subscribers. It's just, you have to market yourself. And so finding a way to market myself has been a little difficult, but mm-hmm. I'm not relying on sole income. Luckily, I still have fucking unemployment, so
yeah,
that's going to run out soon, because, you know, I'm waiting for my stimmy, honestly.
But where that stimmy?
Where is that stimmy?
Where is
Mr.
that stimmy?
Mr. Biden. So, yeah, but that's what I'm doing, just trying to live my fucking life, whatever that fuck that looks like.
Yeah.
It sounds good and strong and not stale.
Thank you.
I feel like, yeah, I mean, at this point, because, like, there was one moment in 2020, it's like, you're just hoping for that next month where everything will be lifted.
Yeah.
You're hoping for the next 2 weeks where everything will be lifted. And it really did teach me to, like, just live day by day, bruh. Like, it's good to have a plan and shit, but to really just, like, what am I going to do today? You know? I don't know. Like, and it's... Like, making plans is even different now. Because you want to do shit, but it's like, oh, but wait, nothing's open. What right. do we do?
Right.
So now, makes I don't know, you're creative. Out in nature, or you got to be creative, right? Like, what are we going to do?
Let's start a podcast!
Yay! You know? Because, like, I don't know, how else are we, like, getting together, you know what I mean?
I feel like the energy is different, too. I mean, at least for me, like, because I want to, like, I realize that I need... to be more social, but I'm also like, damn, I'm fucking tired. Yeah. I'm like sad. Like, the world is still sad. It's like the sadness of like living in a pandemic, you know? So it's like, how much I feel like my me time is like increased too, because I'm just like, life is too much.
It's too mm-hmm. much.
Like, my energy.
It's safer when I'm here by myself.
It's yeah. so crazy though when I see, I feel hella gaslit sometimes because I see motherfuckers like traveling and living as though they're like, we're not in a fucking panty. Like, yeah. going to Florida, which again, Florida has literally oh pretended my God. That
yeah.
we're
like not it doesn't a, exist.
Right. And I'm just
yeah,
like,
but that's weird too because they pretend it doesn't exist, but California is leading the country in COVID cases.
I know. I'm just like, what? Mm. What?
What's going on?
What's going on? I don't know. I really don't know. Like, it's really confusing, but it really pisses me off when I see people literally like living it up, hoeing it up. Like, don't get me wrong. I want to be a hoe. I told myself after it's safe, like when the pandemic is over, I'm getting gangbanged. Fucking men, women, thems, yeah. all of it.
Weirdo.
Like, it's a party, it's a party, it's a party. Like, no one is safe. Like,
you can't pass COVID through holes and dicks and shit.
You can definitely get COVID through booty stuff.
No, you can't.
Why not? Yeah, I feel like you could.
I think you can only get COVID if you're, like, mouth to mouth.
No.
No!
If you do oral, you can get COVID.
No, you can't get COVID if you eat pussy.
Yeah, you can.
I need to... Can
well,
you please...
that's a new one to me, and I ain't caught no COVID yet.
The pussy sick.
But my pussy talk.
The pussy got the flu.
I cannot with y'all.
We should Google that.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you catch COVID through
like
booty hole?
You can definitely catch COVID through, like, I feel like fluids and shit, right?
Wait, yeah. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I actually saw an article that it's, like, this sex magazine. It's, like, they have a lot of, like, sex-related articles. And one of them was, like, if you are going to have sex, be protected. And one of them was, like, glory holes.
Yeah.
Oh, glory holes making its way back on the scene.
Yeah, because it's like...
Oh, they really are.
You're protected.
Russian bathhouse? Anybody?
Yeah. Oh, I think you told me about that. Yeah.
Dude, that is probably COVID heaven sexy
yeah,
time.
Yeah, and it's all moist and wet.
What? I mean...
I am confused.
No, they're not actual, like... So basically, it's... Okay, who showed me this? Somebody sent me this porno. I think... anyway, it doesn't matter. So basically, you go into a house, and in the walls of this house are just, like, holes, basically. Mm. But they're holes big enough that, like, ass can fit through it, right? And on the other side, there are women, like, basically just, like, waiting to get fucked. So then in one room, there's all these holes, and legs are on the outside.
Oh, yeah,
and
you've got
some are, like, in doggy style position, and some are just, like, missionary, like, front style. And these guys just pay to go into this room, and some of them are just, like, walking around, jacking off, looking at, like, which legs they're gonna fuck. And then there's just, like, all these other dudes, like, on the walls, just fucking. And there's some holes that are lower for shorter people.
How cute.
How inclusive.
How inclusive. That's what I said. I'm like, wow.
I mean,
Russians, gotta love them.
Gotta fucking
dude, I couldn't do it, but go ahead.
At this point, absolutely. If I was forced my limbs to come out, like, for my holes to get fucked, I would do it, absolutely. And that's the thing, too, is that, okay, my sex life during this panty has been terrible.
Meaning like, bad sex or no sex?
I had sex once because I thought it was going to be a sugar daddy situation because, you know, I have all this money. And it just was, like, not the business. Someone's Puerto Rican uncle, like, just really was not trying to give me any coin, you know? And, like, so it was just boring and whack. So, and he had a two-bedroom, you know, two-bedroom in downtown Oakland. Very nice. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. But then it was just a... Mm-mm. He wasn't trying to share the wealth, so I wasn't gonna share my holes. Like
I'm not sharing the wealth if you're not.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Sugar for sugar.
The fuck?
Exactly. And the then fuck? You know, the whole online dating situation definitely got a lot of like time wasted.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. Or my favorite is when these motherfuckers ghost you and then come back. I had this one fool before the pandemic. He ghosted me. Like, in February, and the pandemic hit in March. I didn't hear from him until, like, November.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And then he was like, hey, stranger. And I'm like,
nah, hell no.
I was like, who the fuck is this? Because I deleted his number. And he sends me nudies and shit. And he's like, oh, it's so-and-so. Remember me? And I was like, yeah, fool, you fucking ghosted me. And then he was like, you ghosted me? And I was like, I'm not doing this back and forth shit. Like, what the fuck do you want?
Yeah.
And then, like, he's like, can I
wait, is this
twerk?
The guy who you were like, I'm ghosting you?
What?
Ghosting a guy on purpose and, like, let them know? Like, you were ghosting them?
It was probably the sugar daddy.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. I do ghost people, but at least I tell them.
Yeah. At least you're honest.
She's like, boo.
Yeah.
And, no, like...
Dave, my bad. That's still new to me.
But, yeah, like, he was, like... I feel like if you ghost someone too, like you need to make conversation. Small talk is key. Like you need to be like, hey, I'm sorry for ghosting you. It was a dick move. How are you? Da 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 da. And then we can talk about, you know, maybe fucking doing.
But don't just pop up out the fucking nowhere.
Yeah, don't be like, hey,
and act like nothing.
Right.
Happened.
And like being like, can I make you squirt? Can I da da da? And I'm like, bro, what? And then I was like thinking about it. I was like, maybe I could use some content for my OnlyFans. And like, so I was kind of like, you know, asking a couple questions here and there. And then he's like, well, I did have COVID, but I don't have COVID anymore.
Hell no.
And I'm just like, I'm gonna need some receipts, like, saying that you're negs. And
Bruh. He
was like, well, I don't have COVID. And I was like, yeah, but can you get a fucking test to, like, show me? And he's like, have you ever had a COVID test? And I was like, asshole, yes, I have. I've had at least 10 or 12.
Yeah.
You know, to be safe. And mind you, even the tests, they're not always accurate.
Nope. You can get a false positive, bruh.
Dude.
And a false negative.
Right.
But
you know?
So it's just like, oh my God, whatever. I got the antibody test when I was with, well, I don't know what to call them, an old partner over the year. But we got an antibody test, right? It really wasn't that big a deal. I thought for show I had it in like December. And so I was like, oh, I'm for show about to test positive for these antibodies. Nothing.
Yeah.
And then, after that, I lost my smell and my taste.
Oh,
but I never
no.
felt sick. So I'm like, I think I had it because my smell and my taste came back, but hella fucked up. So now, like, everything tastes and smells like sulfur, or I smell and taste burnt plastic and hella shit.
Hell no.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking weird.
No, thank you.
But that was a long time ago. And I since got a test, And it says, I don't have it.
But yeah, this fool was trying to like hop in my pants and not show me receipts. And I'm not trying to do all that. I need receipts. And you're also not going to talk to me like I'm stupid. Have you ever taken a COVID test?
That's rude.
Like, that, you need to give me money. Like, fuck off.
I'm not even going to tell you anything until you give me money.
Exactly. Like, that's literally. It's money, 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 money. If like straight white men want to slide in my DMs, you need it. I need a deposit. Come honestly. From. Give me some.
What points. If it was a hot day?
A hot day, we can talk. And I'm open to everything, honestly. Like, if I find you hot, I will fuck. But literally, I've been getting, like, just, like, straight white men or even bi white men just, like,
bang. Oh, yeah? Didn't you get a bi white man who wanted you to put something in his bunghole?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that shit.
I
saw the videos.
Yes.
There's videos.
What kind of videos?
I'll show them to you. But this person, we went on a date before the pandemic, and I thought we were vibing, you know, talking about being bi and shit, you know, just being cute, and like making out in a parking lot. It was very, very, you know, high school, and I loved it. And fast forward, he ghosted me, and I was like, whatever, fuck you. But he would still like follow me on Instagram and slide into my DMs, and I was just like not really talking about it, you know, or talking to him. And then he was really, really in my DMs, and so we started talking more, and he asked me questions about OnlyFans, and I was like, yeah, like, you have questions, I'm down to help. And he's like, oh, yeah, I was wondering if, like, you know, maybe I can start my OnlyFans. Can I get, like, you know, some pointers? Can I show you some stuff? And I was like, sure. And then next thing I know, he's sending me videos of him, like, shoving dildos up his ass.
Dude, you should have him guest star.
I don't talk to that fool.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
Fuck him.
Fuck him. He literally... went out of his way to disrupt my energy to profess his, like, love or lust for me. Send me all these videos of him dressed up as a sissy, wanting to do this and that. Like, he was an adult baby. And, like, I strong personality, but I don't do dom stuff. Like, I don't do that sissy boy stuff.
Well, sub is the new dom anyway.
There's just some things that I, you know... If I'm gonna do it, I need money. But I just wasn't, I don't know. He was asking for a lot of like labor from me. And then he was like, well, we should fuck. And I was like, maybe. And then I thought about it. And like, then the next day, he just acted like he didn't know me anymore.
Yeah.
What? And I'm just like,
bipolar.
I just don't get it. I'm just like, what's up with like men wasting femme energy like
my
that?
God.
That's a good question. don't even get me started.
I'm out the door.
We need to wrap this up though. What do you think, what's one lesson that you learned in 2020?
I think the biggest lesson that I've learned was setting my boundaries and my intentions.
Yes.
I think that was the most important thing that I needed to learn from myself, and learning that it's okay to say no, or learning
And you can be that bitch, and because no, fuck anybody an who says you're a bitch exactly. for saying
by
no.
Itself. And not settling for compromise just because I want someone to like me.
Yep.
Yeah. You know? And love you.
Exactly.
Because you deserve it.
Thank you.
You're
thank
beautiful.
You.
Bitch.
Oh, thank you.
You know I do. You know I think that.
But, yeah, that's what I learned.
Yeah. I love that. Honor your boundaries, too, right? Are you honoring your boundaries?
I am honoring them. Okay, very good. Hard.
Are you in an honest relationship with yourself?
I am. Oh, yes. I'm honest with myself.
You're doing amazing.
Thank you.
Good job. Proud of you.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
And thanks for coming!
Love you!
My last words would have to be to speak up for yourself and to just let yourself... Fuck, hold on. Let me start.
Let yourself fuck!
Yeah, let yourself have sex. No. I think it's okay to be, again, honest with yourself and to speak up for what's right and what's wrong.
Yep.
I feel like, especially being a femme person like myself, I've been told to always keep my mouth shut, especially if something made me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And learning to go against the grain.
Yes, bitch. Oh my God, I support this.
So speak up for yourself. Advocate for yourself. Don't be afraid to let people know that, hey, you're a bad person if they're crossing your boundaries, or just call them out. People need to be called out on their bullshit. Mm-hmm. So do that. If it feels good, do it.
Yep. I support the journey. Do it.
Ooh. Also, don't forget, if you want to go ahead and be one of our sugar lovers and donate to our beautiful faces and the beautiful cause of Queered Wellness, you can go to the link on any one of our pages, our TikTok page or our Instagram page, and go ahead and click the donate button and send us some sugar.
Yeah, and that concludes episode 5, y'all.
Yee, we did it. Cinco, cinco, cinco.
Thank you for joining us on this journey. Chicka, chicka.